Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update right here on 870 News Talk. I'm Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and you can always reach me anytime on my cell phone at 727-8977. We always like to thank the station for working to make this happen, and especially Mr. John McKay for pushing the right buttons and making things work that I have no clue what's going on that board over there. How you doing, McKay?
Doing good. You know, remember the old Amco commercials? I always wanted to work on a transmission.
Yeah.
The guy's over playing with the air hose.
Yes, absolutely. I stay on this side and away from that board. So thank you for working to make that happen. We have back with us, we did give him a week off. He told me he was working. But we have back with us our in-house lending specialist, Mr. Mike Denslow with Home Street Bank. Mike, how are you doing over there?
Doing good. Seeing a lot of fireball in the sky. It's really nice.
It's really, really nice to come out and have the grass be green and the sun be out. I actually, earlier in the week, I took my garbage cans out for garbage day, and they stayed where I put them. No wind, sun. Amazing, right?
Yeah, my wife even made the comment. She was like, oh, if you wanted a Tri-Cities idea for a Love the Tri shirt, how about a garbage can with a rock on top of it?
There you go.
Absolutely. So it's definitely nice to get some of this good weather. It is also, you know, we always like to have a local story mixed into our mix. It's also causing more sellers to put their homes on the market, and we're finally seeing inventory tick up a little bit in the right direction. So nice to have some homes to show these people. We are still in multiple offers on many, many things, but it's definitely nice to start getting a few more options out there. And I'm sure you're seeing an increase in apps and stuff on your end too, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. It's spring. This is the time of year that people want to buy and people want to sell. And so, yeah, it's busy at the Home Street Bank.
Absolutely. And I always like to mix in our crazy real estate story before we jump into our real topic. And that is absolutely pulled off. It looks like a new listing here and pulled out of Zillow. Sean White, the pro snowboarder, is getting rid of the heat. And he recently listed his California beach home just outside of San Diego. Now, this is quite a home. $8 million right on the beach. Hmm. Recently went through, remodeled, gated home, ocean views from almost every single room. Now, it's crazy. 3,500 square feet is what you're getting on the beach for $8 million. He bought it in 2012 for $3.85 million. So nothing like doubling your money in the last 5 years. Now, granted, I bet he spent some money on the remodel. But it looks like, other than winning gold medals, he might be a gold medalist in the real estate game if he gets that price.
Wow.
Yeah, it's impressive. I mean, absolutely. Great job on the remodel and his taste, too. But something tells me he has a little bit of cash to throw at those remodels.
Oh, just a wee bit.
Which absolutely helps. So back to our local real estate market. And, man, I tell you what, the real estate market and what's going on in Tri-Cities and Washington, it gives me so much great material for the radio show right now. I love this market. So last week we talked about the new forms that came out in Washington State to deal with a hot market. Mm-hmm. Last week we went over some of those forms, being the increased down payment by buyers to cover the difference between appraisal price and list price, and talked about some of that that was going on to protect the seller. Now, another thing we're going to talk about this week in light of that same hot real estate market is you start to see some crazy stuff go on in the market when these things happen. And now one of them that has started to become a new trend, and you're going to see about this more often, you're going to hear about this, and that is the idea of a seller having a home inspection done themselves before putting a house on the market, or not allowing the buyer to do their own home inspection when they look at or review offers. McKay, you're making funny faces over there at me.
Okay, I'm going to go buy a car, but then the party I'm buying it from says, no, you can't go have an independent mechanic inspect this car. I'm going to go,
Absolutely.
Step off, Junior.
And that's the same type of things in these real estate markets that, you start to see happening. Now, there's arguments out there. We'll play a little devil's advocate and we'll take a look at that. Mm-hmm. One of the things that comes up is you're going to hear people say, well, the seller wants to take care of those things prior to putting the home on the market, which has its place and can be a valid argument. Mm-hmm. And they can also say stuff like once they get it sold, they want to know it's sold. They don't want to go through this inspection period with the buyer and renegotiate and go through there. So that's the flip side of what we're presenting. What's not been presented, and I want to take kind of a unique perspective on it, and I pulled some of this information straight from the Washington Association of Realtors legal hotline advisor, Annie Fitzsimmons, just did a great series on this, on why as a seller, this might not be a good idea. So, McKay, you're immediately thinking the buyer's perspective. You're like, oh, yeah, no way. If I can't have my own mechanic look at that car, I'm out of there. Mm-hmm. We'll take a little bit of very interesting take on this view from a seller's perspective. So you're selling your house. You go out. You have a pre-inspection done. Mm-hmm. Technically, you, the seller, have now paid for that inspection. You, the seller, have picked that inspector. And they have the home inspection done. There's a couple of items missed on that home inspection. There were some serious defects that were not caught. You go to a position where the market's hot. You advertise that you don't want to look at offers that have inspection addendums. You don't want to consider offers where the buyer wants to do their own inspection. Buyer comes in, buys the house, relies on the inspection report that you, the seller, have provided, and they close. What happens in these scenarios is 2 to 3 weeks later, there starts to be some problems with the house. So the buyer goes in, looks at what's going on. Person, contractor responsible, let's just say there was, let's just say termites. That's an easy one. Mm-hmm. And says, hey, it was signs of termites down here. It doesn't look like it was addressed. You've got some structural defects. That buyer right away is going to go back to the seller and they're going to say, wait, hold the horses here. We have an issue. You told us that you picked this inspector. What's going on there? You said the house was fine. There weren't these issues. There's some serious fault there. Now, it's one thing if the buyer has picked that inspector. And then the buyer has got that done. They're assuming that risk and liability of that choice, of that payment, versus relying on the fact of a seller. You as a seller are in a much different situation when you're disclosing and providing those reports. You're in a much different liability situation there than you could be potentially if you looked at what was going on from a buyer's perspective the other way. So one of the recommendations that came out in this video series done by the Washington Association of Realtors is that the finding of that based upon that was that the seller could actually have a lot less liability if they're allowing the buyer to pick and do their own home inspection.
Because if their own home inspector screws up, the seller can say, hey, the ball's in your court. You chose this guy. He came, looked at the house. I had nothing to do with this.
Absolutely. You had every opportunity to have whoever you wanted to come through and give their opinion. Now that has been transferred and that's on you. And so that's the arguments that we're going to start to see. So in a hot market, though, the immediate thought is, gosh, let's get rid of all these contingencies. Let's not let buyers have contingencies. When I sign a contract, I just want to know this deal's done and it's going to close and the buyer has no contingencies or options to get out of it. So you as a seller now, you're having to make a decision. Is that finality of the transaction more important to you than the liability associated with potentially not allowing the buyers to have an inspection. And the answer to that question might be it's fine, you know, but you have to discuss that with your attorney, with your own legal counsel to go over all of the issues that, that are involved there. So when it comes down to that, we're definitely referring. It's an interesting, interesting situation that's arising because of the hot market. 2-3 years ago, we wouldn't even be having this topic or discussion on the radio and looking at this issue. But because of the hot market, things are evolving. Real estate's changing. And these are some of the changes that were taking place. We literally had two agents say to us last week, we're in multiple offer situation. You submit an offer with an inspection contingency. There's no way the seller's going to look at it, or we don't want to look at those offers. Crazy. I would not have ever heard those words come out of another agent's mouth 2-3 years ago. We just wouldn't see that happening. So this is boots on the ground. These are the comments, the reactions that we're hearing in the market. And then we go back to our buyers and we counsel our buyers on that situation. And I tell you what, with lower inventory, there's buyers out there that are desperate enough for houses. They're having to make that difficult decision on what to do. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about the other side of the coin. Now I've talked about sellers, why you may want to allow buyers to choose and have their own inspection, even if you don't want to fix anything on it. That's your choice during those negotiations. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the buyer's perspective. When you run into this situation, the choices that you're going to have to make and which direction you can go.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been discussing some local issues, what's going on in the market. One of the things we have going on is we have some great inventory hitting the market. I always run out of time on the show, so I always try to get in some of those great listings before we do run out of time. So I've got my pick three this week of some of that new inventory. 3708 Watkins Way in West Richland. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler, and you don't find this very often in this configuration, but it has an amazing shop with it. Open layout, tile flooring, 1627 square feet, West Richland Rambler. Large living room, gas fireplace, opens up to the kitchen. You've got a 32 by 32 shop that goes with it. RV parking and low maintenance landscaping. So I got to tell you what, if you're going to be doing the snowbird thing, you need to come back. You need to have a one level house. You need RV parking and you need a shop to keep all your toys in. This is the place, West Richland, coming in right at $300,000. Hard to find a newer home with a shop in West for $300,000. Pick number two, Schumann Lane in Pasco. This is a river view lot. It's instant access to walking and biking trails right at Chiawana Park. Absolutely a great place to build your dream home. Just over a third of an acre, 0.38. West Pasco location, west end of Chiawana Park, and that's priced at $200,000. So to get a river view, buildable lot, just under a half acre, coming in at $200,000, great spot for building. And then lastly, pick number three, 4901 West 24th Place in Kennewick. This is four bedroom, four bath with a den. West Kennewick location, 2812 square feet. Updated wood flooring throughout the formal dining, hallway, and kitchen. Absolutely fantastic kitchen area. Great, great roomy bedrooms. You've got three bedrooms and two bathrooms on the upper level. And then you've got a large, fully fenced backyard, oversized patio. You're getting 4-bedroom, 4-bath for $319.9. That's 4901 West 24th Place in Kennewick. So some good inventory out there, some available houses to look at, even in the hot market we've been talking about. We always like to check in about the money, because a lot of people will end up needing a mortgage, going in, getting pre-qualified, pre-approved. I'm going to turn it over to Mike Denslow. Mike, what do we need to know about what's going on with Home Street in the lending arena this week?
Well, the big thing that I come back to a lot, and a lot of people think is just common knowledge, but it must not be, is you have to put 20% down for a conventional loan. FHA is less. They think that's just for first-time home buyers. There's just, you know, we do this stuff every day, and that's why you refer business over to us, as we take care of people. But you can do conventional loans much less than 20% down, 3-5% down. There's down payment assistance programs for conventional loans. There's down payment assistance programs for FHA loans, which is normally 3.5% down. There's the Tri-City Down Payment Assistance Consortium. That is a grant that if you make under a certain amount of money, they'll grant you the money. And then if you have that home for 6 years, then that money is forgiven. I mean, there's so many options out there. The first conversation I normally have is about credit. You know, we got to go through credit. We got to make sure credit's there. We got to make sure that job history, income, all those things are there. And then where's the down payment coming from? And so between all those three things, you have a story.
Absolutely. And so you're saying you could have a mix. Maybe your credit score is a little less, but you have a higher down payment, or maybe you have the higher credit score and you're conserving cash. So you're kind of looking at that mix. And then I know you just barely touched on, and then what program is the best? But you're saying conventional financing, which will have the best rates, you don't necessarily have to have the full 20% down.
Absolutely. 20% gets you to no PMI, which is the mortgage insurance that nobody wants to have. But you could do 5% down. You could buy out the mortgage insurance. You could have the lender pay the mortgage insurance and get a slightly higher rate. You could pay a monthly fee. Let's say you're coming into some money next year, or you think you're getting a screaming deal and you think it's going to appraise for a lot more next year. I mean, there's just... Whenever I'm interviewing somebody over the phone and talking to them, I always encourage them to come in, sit down, and let's hash it out. Let's talk about all the different scenarios so we can figure out what's the best one for them.
And now the funny thing, too, is what I'm telling people on my end is, so I was looking at the jobs report this week, and people, I mean, I'm a big geek, and so I'm sure people are like, oh, wow, he was just perusing through the jobs report. But it's crazy, because I think that's really a leading indicator. And the thing that came out is the jobs report this last week was incredibly strong, meaning unemployment rate had dropped down even further under 5%. It was actually the lowest level since, I believe, December of 07. Then we had the number of people in the workforce increasing. So every number that I was looking at on the jobs report was an extremely positive number. I know from just being in the business so long that that's a leading indicator, which means when those reports are coming out so strong and so good and the economy's cranking, to me, in my business, that means, oh, great, the Fed's going to raise the rates again in a couple months from now. So I'm looking at that report saying, gosh, every indication is good. If people are thinking about buying and capitalizing on historic low rates, I'm trying to get them in to talk to you now, because we can maximize the amount of the homes they're selling, whether they want to do new construction or they want to downsize or they want to upsize. I'm having them try to get into you now to lock in these lower rates that I'm seeing.
Yeah, I completely agree. And the sooner the better to come in and at least have the conversation. There's so many people that they think, oh, I want a $300,000 house and a $1,000 payment. And I'm like, well, that doesn't really match up with how much money you have to put down. So I always talk plan, budget, all those different things, and then help them understand how we get to those numbers so that they're like, okay, so they can sleep on it a few times. And then, okay, so if I look at this house and then there's a $10,000 difference in the house that I actually found, Mike already told me that that's going to be about a $50 difference in payment for a $10,000 difference in price.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you can start to see how the rate, how the payment, how the purchase price all come together to meet your financial goals.
Yep, you're looking at, we're looking at payment, we're looking at total cash, we're looking at costs, we're looking at starting escrow, just the whole picture. And I like them leaving my office, and I tell everybody, hey, if you have more questions, you know, just let me know.
Fantastic. Thanks, Mike, for that information coming out of Home Street. Our topic today, we've been talking, what are you seeing on the streets? What's happening? Well, I tell you what's interesting and what we've been seeing happen in the local market for our buyers just over the last 2 weeks. We've had numerous occasions. We've already had to have our legal team look at rewriting some disclaimers for our office to deal with it. But what we've had happen in this hot market is we've had sellers say to our buyers, hey, we're not going to allow the buyer to have their own inspection. We've already had one. We've made the repairs. We've made some adjustments for that. So we really don't want the buyer in here with our home inspection. And this is not something that we're used to seeing in this market. So as our buyer immediately, red flags go up and they're looking at us and saying, what the heck are you talking about? I don't know much about this process, but to me, that seems a little crazy. So low inventory, you've been looking for 2 to 3 weeks. You've been trying to find that perfect house. Your family's in a hotel. You find the house, and now the seller doesn't want you to have your own home inspection. As a buyer, you're having to look at what your choices are and what you can do. And I tell you what, in these situations, you have to get a little bit creative. You have to start to think of options that might allow you to have some peace of mind, but not necessarily. Maybe you decide the house is more important than the peace of mind of having your own inspector in there. If you make that decision, once again, that's a decision that you have to make based upon your needs, your wants, and what you feel the best legal advice is in that situation. But there's some things you can do. Even if a seller is saying that to you, you could also do some things to make your offer more attractive. You could increase your earnest money to show how serious you were. You could cap the amount of repairs that you would be willing to ask for. I know that's strange, and that also presents a whole nother issue that could potentially come up. But that way, if you're backing out because of that inspection, or you're making your earnest money non-refundable, maybe that peace of mind to you is worth $3,000. Maybe you sit down, you put a dollar figure on it, and you say, you know what? I'll make my earnest money non-refundable even for inspection. Like, I want my own inspector to go through the house so I have peace of mind and I know what I'm dealing with. But for that opportunity, you're basically buying that opportunity by making your earnest money non-refundable. You say, that's worth $3,000 for me. The inspector goes through. I know exactly what's there. I have peace of mind. I move forward with the transaction. Or I find what I thought the worst case scenario was. It's not good. And the cheapest thing for me to do is then walk away from that $3,000 and leave your earnest money with the seller. So there are some different options that you can pursue, but you have to get creative. These are not normal times or normal deals that we're doing. and so when you come across those situations, you really have to look at what you're doing there and how you're going to approach it. And it is creative. We're strategizing about that for our buyers. We have different ways of dealing with it. We're also taking a hard look at that process and what you can do. And like I said, we've already adjusted our forms to make the changes necessary to deal with what's going on with your market. I mean, we talked last week about the state association having to change those forms. And it's not even, we're not the worst part. We're included in that situation, which is rare for us. It used to be Seattle that had 4 or 5 offers on a property. And then Tri-Cities, we might occasionally get 2. Well, now it's Seattle that has 14 or 16 offers on the property. We have 4 or 5, and I don't know who has one or two. I haven't been to Pullman. I'm sorry. I love Pullman. But maybe, I don't know, who has one or two, right? A market that's not as, you know, not as crazy as ours. And I actually, now I'm going to have four callers email me and tell me the Pullman market's crazy. That's why I don't sell there. I don't know what's going on there. But as an example, there's a lot of places that won't be as crazy as we are. You have to get with an agent that knows what's going on in that market, is prepared to deal with that and help you, whether you're a buyer or a seller, make the best possible choice in those scenarios. That's what's going on in the Tri-Cities right now. We're having a lot of fun. It's keeping us on our toes. And the great part is we have a ton of new listing inventory coming. I just met with our listing team the last couple days. We've got about 15 to 20 amazing new listings in the pipeline that the sellers are prepping the houses and getting them looking in tip-top shape. So there's going to be great inventory coming over the next 2 weeks. If you have any questions or specific needs, you're looking for properties, but you haven't found the right one, go to KenmoreTeam.com, shoot us an email with what you're looking for, and we'll see if some of our existing inventory coming up matches up with that. We can help you get into the right home. Mike, if these people need financing, Home Street, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Office line is 572-3650, or my email is mike.denslow@homestreet.com.
And we'll be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.